Hey, Sherrod. Okay, Sherrod. So, how does this city of Philadelphia inform your work?
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for having me. I apologize for being late. How are y'all doing? Pretty good? Okay,
I feel better about being late. Thank you.
You feel much better because I am. First of all, let's start off with the culture of Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a very blue-collar city. When I got introduced to spoken word, it was actually in college. When I got introduced to Philadelphia spoken word, it's very direct. We usually write what we see, point blank. In Philadelphia, you write the first thing that's on your mind. In the African-American community, when we go to spoken word places, such as Just Word or it's another place, Pearl Africa, this other place, Warm Daddies was on the rise in the 80s, well, more so in the late 90s. It was very direct. Okay, we're poor.
Five spot.
It was very direct. We're poor, we're broke, there's violence, we need to stop it. Point blank, there's misogynistic, we need to know our culture, we need to know our heritage, we need to know our history. That was the essence of Philadelphia poetry in the 90s. For the mainstream, that was the essence of it. You found different ways to say it, you found metaphors, similes, but the thing in Philadelphia is, which I appreciate, connection. People know if you're connecting, you know as a poet you're connecting to people. It's very direct. People will let you know in Philadelphia if you're not connecting with them. It's very direct. In fact, that's why slams, I believe, do not survive in Philadelphia for a very long time. Because in Philadelphia, the poet is very extremely sensitive as far as spoken word. And you put a 7.3 to a 10 in my mind, it changes perspective of what I think good poetry is on my connection. Instead of making the connection stronger and more direct, we tend to think, well, they just don't understand my poetry. Like the young lady said, yes, we use metaphors to describe things, but the metaphor is so far out your environment, how can you form the metaphor in your mind? Part of imagery is creating something that general people can relate to in order to get a solid message. In Philadelphia, we are very direct in our metaphors, very direct, clear-cut, and to the point. The way this influenced poetry for me is that I learned that, especially through poets like Miss Wise, Quiet Rage, even, Whisper, some poets I've grown to love, like even Sonia Sanchez. Doesn't matter what you say, as long as it's direct and to the point. In Philadelphia, you have to make that connection. It's very strong. When we go to other places and outside of Philadelphia, the reason why we do so well in slams or competitions on a national level, we have poets who come here through the Fuse who go to national individual, they make it to the final stage, make it to the semis, all because their poetry tends to connect very well wherever you're going through in that point or something you heard of that point. But it's so direct and it's so, it seems like Philadelphia, even though we don't have a strong slam scene, it's like the open mic is a fire. The open mic is a fire, and if people put you through it, people will let you know. You don't need a score in Philadelphia. And you like, people clap, maybe, I don't know, I'm kind of, sort of. And people are like, well, dang, you know, you have to be forced to ask for advice, be forced to push. Philadelphia written, as far as a written environment, there's been a lot of debate from when I've been in Philadelphia, especially African-American communities. That's one community I've dealt with for the past 5 or 6 years. Until recently when I had the Fuse, and that's a mix of communities where we have very, very written and very, very spoken word. But the written aspect of our community, there's always this debate. And the debate is, if your paper can survive spoken, why can't it survive written? Like, if I can read you something, it sounds good spoken, but when I write, it's so simplistic, it's, where's the imagery, da, da, da. And how do we strengthen ourselves as writers and as spoken word artists in general? It's very hard, you know, writing tends to be very academia-based. Most spoken word artists are not academia-based. They're like, I saw this happening on my block, let me write what happened on my block. Let me scribe, let me paint this picture. And the best way to do that, I think, in Philadelphia, we need to kind of like, don't be, like you said before, do not be separatists. In Philadelphia, and in general places I've been to in America, especially in Northeast, for some reason, there's this like, I won't say, bourgeoisie type, you know, oh my God, the literary, where's the metaphors in this? Like, nobody cares about that. Point blank, poetry is all connection. And Philadelphia is all about connection. Anywhere you go, it's all about connection. Yes, metaphors are important, create imagery, yes, something is important, create imagery, but nobody cares if you can't relate to it. You can have the greatest imagery in the world, but nobody cares if they don't understand, like you said, a word that you're saying, nobody cares. That's why I love slam, because slam just gives you a number. 7.6, 8.3, 9.2, they puts it right in your face, did you connect with me right then and there? And that's what poetry is all about, painting a new picture to an old idea, or old form, or old thoughts, or old love, or anything. It's creating a new image of something that's been talked about for centuries. So there's nothing we say or do is any different than anybody's done through the eons. How we do it counts. And in Philadelphia, how we do in Philadelphia is very direct, very powerful, very in your face. Even the written part, very in your face. Very vivid imageries, very strong imageries. You know, and that's what I love about Philadelphia. That's what influences me, especially when I write. You know, I want to make sure people got exactly what I meant the first time. Because I only have one time. You only have one time. This person might not decide to pick up your book or hear you ever again. So you have one time to say, this is what I mean when I say. So it's when you go through your edits, make sure you're saying what you mean to say, because nobody's going to care it either way. So that's what Philadelphia poetry means to me, and then we'll deal with that.